All right. Good morning, everybody. Today is Thursday, November 5th, 2015. And this is Before the First Cup with Jules here on UCY.TV. Happy Thursday, everybody. It is 64 degrees and partly cloudy here in upstate New York. Still warm, but I think this afternoon we're going to have the cold front blow through. I saw people up in Montana and a few other places were already getting some white stuff, so not looking forward to that at all. Well, we have a treat today because I am in the man cave. We have some guests with us today. Mr. JJ Inc. and Kaz are joining the conversation.
Hello, Jules.
How's it going?
I believe Cosmo's plugged in over there.
Am I in here?
Yes. We're like a 2-minute delay, though, so they're just getting the end of the intro now.
Yeah, that's okay.
All right, I think everybody hears us, and I think we're live. Yeah, we're in Man Cave Studios. Thanks, Jules, for visiting.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a great travel day.
It's been many Thursdays.
Many Thursdays. Yes, we're getting the gang together. This will probably be one of the last weekends or weeks where we have weather like this, I am guessing.
Absolutely.
And once winter comes, we are kind of.
They used to call it Indian summer, but I think that's now Durham.
Yes, that's
racist.
Not politically correct
it's
anymore.
Not PC anymore.
Non-PC.
To which,
So anyway,
love the native culture. I wouldn't want to insult them. They deserve more.
Right. So where do we leave off on Tuesday? I played hooky yesterday to drive here and enjoy the 70-degree sunshine. With loud music and windows open, we titled the show White House, Google, Revolving Door, Big Data, and Nest. And that was Google's Nest, the learning thermostats for your home. They also bought the surveillance companies. Now they're doing cameras.
Skynet.
And yes, it is Skynet.
Skynet.
And
I've seen this in a movie.
Connecting to the cloud. And the show that we did on Monday was titled DARPA, Google Collusion, Internet of Things, and Tracking Hacking You. It's absolutely what's going on. And I think we're going to take a look at some more of that today.
Yeah, I've been doing some thinking in the last few days. I think it was like Monday you broached the subject of what the term is, AstroTurf. And I got to thinking about that because what AstroTurf is like fake grassroots. Basically, everybody thinks it's an Occupy Wall Street. We think we're all this grassroots organization, but we're not. It's an AstroTurf. It's fake grassroots. It's funded at the top. But on top of that, you were talking about the AI it was in specific to sex rings, to child or to human smuggling or whatever, where they take a database and they create this.
That was Memex.
Memex, yeah.
Yeah, DARPA Dan's project.
And then what I was thinking is now once, because you know, their big thing is storage, data is input of all this data. That's what I believe that Jade Helm was a test reaction. It was basically to get more data to input into their algorithms, right? So now they create these, now we all, anybody who's listening to me has heard me play Seven Ways to Bacon.
Project Insight.
The minute they start making these rings, how easy or how difficult would it be? I mean, all you need is one common thread, and then these algorithms, they seven ways to bacon you into whatever ring, whatever group of people that they really want. Because in 6 or 7 steps, you know what I'm saying, the way our government works, it's just one more. And another thing is the AI doesn't actually have a conscience. And the way they've created these new AI, especially the military AI, and military take their orders from a computer. When they were using this Jade Helm, I'm not sure if it's active, but I've heard they've used it in Iraq and they've used it in Afghanistan. And they can punch in, and it's like the Hegelian dialect times two, because they not only can punch in, the outcome, you know, that they wish to occur, and then the computer, the actual AI, can create the scenarios where the anticipated outcome is.
Right. And it can always reconfigure with new input.
And it can move on the fly.
Yeah, yeah.
So, for instance, we were talking, Jules and I were talking about it yesterday. For instance, if they wanted, you know, with these, I mean, we know, you know, problem, reaction, solution, they, you know, they cause a, they have a solution, they intend, they cause a problem, people react. This is, I mean, this comes down to even a personal level where they, I mean, we've been so mapped out and so profiled as, not just as individuals, but as an entire species now, that they have these algorithms that basically they don't have to wait to see what you're going to do. They can program situations to make you react the way they want you to, which is the scariest. And now they're putting it in the medicines, or they're putting it in our food, it's in our air. Well,
DARPA's whole brain project, I mean, they're understanding all the different ways to affect different emotional responses through chemical input or light sensitivity, magnetics we looked at to be able to manipulate frequencies.
And now Obama has created, Obama, it was an executive order, what, maybe 2 weeks ago, where he created these panel of psychologists for each governmental agency to better understand how to and they're not even, they don't even lie, the words are almost paraphrased, how to better manipulate the people.
Yeah, like the headlines I saw the other day, I was like, I saw this thing, it said Clinton woos black voters, and I thought, woos is a another way to say fools. I didn't quite understand how that was going to work out.
I did not woos that woman.
Already on top of that, so you know.
I did not woos that woman.
I saw that. I was like, woo. Oh, woo. Does that mean fool? You had me there. I was like, what? And like they're all liars. They're all part of the club.
But because it's on television and the way it's everybody groomed, believes it. I mean, it's all this complete melding between reality and fantasy and the television being the input device.
More people are interested in what the Kardashians are having for dinner.
Exactly. Reality TV
interested in the world around them and what's going on. But they've been so cajoled into thinking that there's nothing I could do about it anyway, and it's really not that bad. You know, it reminds me of the whole, you know, putting the frog in the pot of water and then turning
the boiling frog.
You know, people don't want to look ahead. You know, we should have taken our lessons from people like Chief Seattle. We really should have, you know.
Well, we've been warned.
You got to think seven generations ahead, and these people who are in charge obviously are, because this game plan is fantastic. If you were actually giving them, you know, a little bit of consideration, you'd be like, hey, high five. You guys have a hell of a plan.
You really and what happens once your whole entire home is connected?
That's what I was going to say.
It's amazing.
This whole Internet of Things and the fact that DARPA is now working on ways to secure all this. And when that interview we watched from 60 Minutes.
All I could think of is what happens when a virus hits that system, because somebody on the inside wasn't as good as they thought they were.
Well, or, you know, your data gets stolen once everybody's all in that's dossier. That, it is going to be
an online
dossier.
They can't keep credit card files secret.
Technically, yeah.
Right, or your health insurance. How many of us have gotten letters from one of the big health insurance providers saying that all of our records have gotten stolen?
Yeah, we just got one. Got that letter the other day.
Yeah, so I got another one.
So they've shown their incompetence. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, can we name a list?
The Government Accountability Office.
I want to see a list of top five successful government programs, but I can't find one.
The Human Resources Department for the federal government got hacked, and there were bazillions of names, numbers,
I heard about
fingerprints,
that.
And all the Secret Service
biometric data.
Yeah, for all of the spy agencies, it was all in there.
Lovely.
Military.
Lots of somebody got a dump.
So, I mean, if this is our future, so now as we look at all this 21st Century Healthcare Act, right, we talk about this a lot. This precision medicine initiative with the White House, the big data initiative, the brain project, DARPA being involved in all of it.
They used to call it
Google
a war on something, but yeah. You know, they showed us how that really works.
Right. Well, you got Google now, 23andMe with Google.
Yeah, remember that was a couple years ago. And we actually talked about that when they first started doing it. Mm-hmm. They're like, they made it seem like, oh, this, hey, we got this great idea, dude.
Yep.
Send us your DNA and we'll tell you if you're
if you're to somebody,
yeah, or if you're likely to develop leukemia, we can tell you if you have a gene.
Make sure you check this little box to use your data for scientific research.
Right. And
so now they have this million. This was another White House initiative. A million genomics profiles that they're going to be now looking at comparisons and trying to figure out what traits they have in common and how to cure cancers and how to flip things on and off. And now Google,
you're a node.
Google's relationship with 23andMe through Sergey Brin and his wife, 23andMe is now partnered with the pharmaceutical agencies, and they're going to be working on producing RNAi drugs.
Right.
We've talked about.
And they're
about
targeted.
Flip switches off. Google's Calico project to cure death, right? They want to be able, they're all their immortality projects.
So they can give you something. It's just so.
It's horrifying.
It is.
To me.
And the thing of it is we're almost to the point now where we are all just nodes in a giant supercomputer.
I'm trying to think of what the project she's talking about. I'm like, wait a second.
These are new. These are projects that are just coming out now.
Year or two. A few of them, 2012, we had one of them come out, but this has been over the last
I think it's the last couple of years.
It's a bioeconomy they are spreading globally, and it's all about this high-tech research and curing cancer. It's always the dangling carrot of curing cancer.
Curing cancer. You don't want us to cure cancer.
Well, the cancer is an epidemic.
Yeah.
But it's all about nanobots in your blood to cure cancer. I mean, what did we call that so many years back? I always said, beware when they decide that they've cured cancer. And what's the first thing that came out about the nanobots in your blood was curing cancer.
Yeah.
And I almost literally fell off.
And now, do you recall last night I was telling you, I read an article, and I'm going to try to find it in a second when I'm not talking.
Oh, that's mandated before too long.
Oh, absolutely.
They're already finding carbon nanotubes in the bloodstream of people that...
Lungs.
Yeah, carbon nanotubes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you've got blood-brain barrier.
Well, a carbon nanotube, so that you know, is probably the strongest strand. Those are all some of the strongest substances, huh?
Up your nose.
Yeah.
No, not your nose.
I thought you were talking about.
Up your nose is a good transport route for any of these things. Air inhalation.
Which is like, well.
Well, the thing of it is what happens when.
Stuff from an airplane to make it hang out.
So you've already got carbon nanotubes in your bloodstream now, just naturally. They're finding it in Europe, in children, right?
Well, what's going to fill them?
Well, here's the deal. Now, you get this smart dust or nano. Anything that's nano can be programmed to replicate either itself or to take tiny
viruses,
well, they could build a wall in front of your aorta valve with carbon nanotubes that nothing can penetrate
out of viruses. Absolutely. And they're replacing the nucleus with this DNA that they've programmed. There's DNA nanobots literally using DNA and creating these.
Say at this point with all that information, I'd say we're just completely screwed. Let's just give up and run around the streets and scream.
We need to figure out how to get rid of them.
Holy crap.
But those frequencies that we were watching, the guy with the frequencies, I'm telling you, I really think that might be... I wish somebody in science who understands stuff like that could figure out how to use frequencies.
Was that the video with the sine wave?
No, but after the show, I'll show it to you. Okay. It actually, it's a... he was a music professor... I did a show about this last week. He was a music professor.
I was working last Thursday, my bad.
Who teamed up. He had always had this theory about using frequencies, and since he was a kid, he teamed up with a cancer researcher at the university that he was at, and they started experimenting. They had found this patent where this guy had made a plasma gun with an input of different frequencies, and it output a plasma, and so they put different cancers on slides under a microscope and then started testing. And he said there were thousands of days of testing. They started at the bottom frequency and started working their way up. And they found once they hit 100,000 hertz or 100 kilohertz, it started causing, just like a glass, when you twank a glass, you get he said you get the note, the resonant frequency of the glass. And if you hit that note, it
shatters. Break.
Yes.
That's what was happening to the cancer cells. They did it with ovarian as well as leukemia.
Interesting.
And they found the resonant frequency.
It absolutely makes sense. So, I mean,
it does.
The cell, and it exploded.
It does.
It was amazing.
And they can pinpoint
amazing.
That. So because all they have to do is point it at it, and it kills.
It was amazing. So if my thoughts with nanotech is, and what's scary about nano is when you're talking carbon nanotubes, that's some of the lightest weight,
strongest.
They were finding them in kids. They were finding them to be like, they thought they had asthma, and that's why they were researching.
Yeah,
them. And that's
asthmatic children is where they were finding these.
They were finding that the carbon tubes caused it. I mean, I remember
I'm going to dig it up.
But I was just like, whoa.
Well, that's interesting because, you know, they've been doing all this brain research. I just found a study about asthma medication. Mm-hmm. Check this out.
Like albuterol inhalers?
I think so. Asthma drug appears to rejuvenate elderly brains, rodent study finds. Now, how interesting is this with all these longevity projects going on with the rich tech entrepreneurs? We did a whole show on that.
Yeah, well,
these rich internet millionaires, billionaires.
Right? And of course, studies show no adverse effects from nanotubes.
Right, of course. Yeah,
of course not.
It's not like you're going to grow spare genitalia.
Well, you might be growing another hand out the back of your head there someday soon.
Someday.
They just have to flip that switch or turn the switch, the one that caused you to rejuvenate
Spider-Man.
Here's the story, all right?
Go ahead.
This was carbon nanotubes found in the lungs of French children. And, of course, I got a little ad here popping up. But basically, a team of scientists in France discovered traces of carbon nanotubes in the airways of children with asthma. Now, they don't say how they got in there. They have, and they have yet to determine the level of the nanotubes present in the lungs of these children. My question is, exhaust and dust is what they're blaming it on.
Okay.
But that's causing, I mean, you want to talk about...
that's a hell of dust.
I mean, asbestos.
Yeah, exactly.
A carbon nanotube is way harder of a material than...
get in your lungs like that, that won't come out, and it causes, bad.
Well, tumors, even.
Yeah, bad.
You know, it makes you wonder, though. France has a lot of nuclear power. They have a Riva there. And I've seen things with Fukushima where they found those buckyballs after
which
all
brings
that
me,
radiation.
Which,
I saw where down the seawall.
Which is actually
down
a good segue to this article that I was actually kind of perusing through. Is it's to do with the bees again. You know, the bees here in... We're having all these hive collapse, colony collapse disorders here in America. Well, in Scotland, scientists have confirmed with positive samples radioactive honey.
Wow.
The honey that the bees are making is radioactive. They call it radioactive honey.
And where is this?
This is in, and it's near, well, it's near a nuclear power station in Scotland. The thing that sucks is this plant was closed in 1994 and is no longer producing nuclear energy.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're closing our local one.
I was just going to say that. Closer. I meant to tell you.
Yeah.
I saw that the other day. Syracuse is closing.
Or the
whatever it is.
Oswego.
Yeah.
Fitzpatrick,
yeah.
But what are they going to do with all the waste that's there? Put it in
there.
What I can tell you is 94, so that's what, 20 years ago.
Of waste.
Bees are still 20 years since this particular nuclear power station was closed, and 20 years later, they're still finding the bees are producing honey that's radioactive, and it has to be from the flowers, from where they get their nectar,
right,
which is coming up from the ground.
Sucking it from the ground, right?
It's coming up from the ground.
So it's literally cooking.
Yeah, I mean, can you get away from?
That's some spicy honey.
Here's the thing. As we're seeing the entire ecology collapse now, I mean, if anyone's paying attention to what's going on in the West Coast and the Pacific Ocean, it's really horrifying beyond even what I can comprehend.
And nobody wants to talk about the plant that can clothe you, feed you, and house you.
Exactly.
You know I couldn't get through a show without saying that.
We read an interview one time from this DARPA lady in regards to them terraforming Mars, and they were talking about using databases of genomes to be able to mix and match at a whim, push a button, give it characteristics, so they'll be able to take, you know, each different gene that's been identified to give certain characteristics, mix and match, and create life on the fly. She said that. And they were going to use it to geoengineer Mars, they've been thinking now. And so one of the things that she said, though, is don't worry about it, because you only get one chance at this, and we're going to perfect our technology, cleaning up the places on Earth that our technology has not given us the capability to. Right. And so basically what she said was, we're going to use Earth, I mean, like we haven't already, but we, now that we've screwed it up and killed everything and ruined biology, we're going to use now the synthetic biology that we've been creating.
Yeah.
To integrate with everything and make it all better.
We're going to create life on Mars, but we can't feed a fucking family in Africa.
Right.
You know, there's people, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
We can spend $500 billion killing people, but we can't feed families around the world.
Thrones, but
we're
going
to, you know what I mean? We can send probes to Venus, but we can't fucking
help freaking
whatever.
Properly colonize.
We can't do anything.
With indigenous.
All you can do is work, farming, is hop on the hamster wheel at 8 in the morning and hop off the hamster wheel at night and try to get enough rest so that you can make it to the hamster wheel in the morning.
Yeah, be a good little slave.
So I ran across this.
Just because you don't see the bars.
The pseudo interview.
I did read an interesting study. Go ahead. Yeah. Remind me about that. I got an interesting study.
Speaking of synthetic biology, and we have spent the last two live shows looking at the connections between DARPA, Google, and the federal government and the genomics and whatever. So this is called Ray Kurzweil. I mean, how can we talk about Google without talking about Ray Kurzweil?
Right, obviously.
Who's now the director of engineering. He's the man who for the last 20 or 30 years has had this wet dream about uploading himself to the machine. This is his ultimate goal, and he is now the head of engineering at Google. So anyway, Ray Kurzweil, this is
people don't really
your
understand
future.
The sort of power. Google doesn't like exert power, like they don't demand things from, but the amount of information that Google has.
Well, and the information and the influence they have throughout the world. People have been giving their data willfully.
And their DNA.
And their DNA, yeah.
Splash.
Let's do Ancestry. So anyway, let me read this quick.
Okay, go ahead.
This will bring up some points that that might spawn off. So Ray Kurzweil, this is your future. By the early 2020s, we will have the means to program our biology away from disease and aging. And this is this longevity project. Up until recently, health and medicine was basically a hit or miss affair. Right? We would discover interventions such as drugs that had benefits, but also had many side effects. Again, prom reaction solution. Maybe they always knew that these drugs were toxic, but, you know, oh, let's try. Let's look like we don't understand this. Let's get our guinea pigness out of us until now. Now we can offer, right, more money for research. And now we have this magic medicine, right? We talked about this. The priest class of science that's become so complicated that the common person that's watching the television doesn't need to know. It's the magic. It's the, what do we used to call that?
They haven't used it yet, but they're gonna.
The magic smoke inside the computer.
There's gonna come a time where they're gonna say, You either do what we say or...
Well, it'll be the way for them to provide health care to everyone as you get connected.
They create these excuses.
Yeah.
You know, look, carbon tax.
You need to wear your bracelet that gives all your biometrics because we need to monitor your health.
Well, you because what you just said, they're destroying the biosphere. So pretty soon it's going to be, well, you need this to be constantly monitored so you can survive in this world that you created.
Right.
See, it's never them. It's us. We're the ones that created this polluted, you know, disgusting, cesspool. Polluted cesspool biology, not them.
Right. It's all you and feel guilty
it's
about.
It's me and you. And make it even worse. We're white.
Here's how it's
absolutely. We white people alone created climate change.
You and I were talking about this last night.
Plus, NASA's
this is
website
how...
with the ice being more than it's ever been.
Yeah,
see,
in
the
Antarctica.
NASA.
Yeah.
I'm like,
that
that's
was
their
proven
website.
Now
I'm like,
by
whoa.
NASA, yes.
Yes, NASA.
We were talking last night, though, how they're going to push this moving to online medicine and eventually
they are.
Tracking us is all of a sudden, for the first time ever, insurance policies...
They're
health
demanding biometric
policies,
screening.
Who had always been copays, and I talked about this about a month
like
ago.
Your creditworthiness.
Yeah, and now creditworthiness. Now, if you have DNA databases, remember we read that there was a loophole.
You could know what they were going to catch. Life insurance. And cut that out. If you die for this particular. Yes.
Well, a lot of new insurance plans are requiring biometric.
Yes, we found that out. MJ's, last night.
My wife's. Biometric in order for her to use the company's insurance plan, she'll have to go in and have a biometric analysis done.
That was messed up.
And then they will tell her that on that health plan, they're going to tell the people what they need to be doing. After they get there, they're going to tell them, well, you need to cut down on your cholesterol.
You're no longer
those are
going
to be reasons
salt.
To be fired.
You can't smoke anymore.
These are going to be reasons to fire somebody. You're going to be able to fire a person with high cholesterol who still eats
5 days a week.
Yeah.
Because they're a bad health risk. And what if they died in your employ? Now, that's not good because now you got to retrain somebody.
See,
somebody who's healthy.
And may get sued.
Yeah, it's frightening.
It is.
And what's even worse than that, though, is we discovered from the healthcare plans that they're now offering, they have these exorbitant, not copays, but out-of-pockets before it ever covered anything. But I've never seen that.
Not like it is here,
having health insurance,
was Obamacare.
So much worse than it was before, as predicted.
If you have one catastrophic illness,
that's it.
Who the hell has $12,000? I was just saying this the other day.
In cash.
Out-of-pocket first before your insurance kicks
in.
That's
exactly.
Cool. Anybody who does will get fleeced for it.
Yeah.
And those who don't will either become debtors or go into debt prison because now you can't get your medical history off your credit report.
Who has $12,000 for one illness?
Again, most people.
But you can still pay your $400 a month.
Look at the rate of poverty in children in America alone.
Cover you.
Yeah. Well, the people that have $12,000 to cut don't have regular insurance. They don't have our insurance plans.
For them, it's they've already got a better policy.
So what we'll end up having to do is you're going to end up getting prison clinic. Healthcare.
Well, and so here's the clinic healthcare.
So that's what it is, because I've been in prison, so I know what prison healthcare is.
They'll tell you what you are going to do and what you're not going to do, or they won't see you.
Well, here's
they'll tell you you're going to take all your vaccines, or
they're not going to try anything new. They won't try anything you suggest. They're not going to say, well, you know, I've had a lot of luck using this and this and this. They're going to say, no, this is what we do for this.
You're at your level.
This is with the algorithm. This is what IBM Watson is telling us, right? Watson's now working on cancer cures and treatment plans.
Right.
For the VA, they launched Watson in the VA.
Yeah, and you were talking about these little implants that can monitor your bloodstream. They monitor
RFID,
but they're working on that.
Well, they already have.
They even made it look cool in the Iron Man character.
Yeah,
he was doing it all RFID, all up. You know, he's like it was no big deal.
I know,
all those types of movies are almost like underlying propaganda. You should the theme in the Captain America 2.
Winter Soldier,
right
out of
DARPA. DARPA's new.
It is
Super
DARPA.
Soldier.
The Winter Soldier.
It's like Orwell's 1984.
Yeah, it starts in World War II with the evil Nazis, and it
brings the evil forward.
Yeah.
Yes. Project Insight, which was
it has to do with paperclip
work.
Project Paperclip is intimately interwoven into that movie, Winter Soldier.
Easily interwoven.
Yeah.
Well, so back to this Internet of Things and biomedicine.
Right.
So my newest health plan for this next year offers now a new option for you have, you know, your
$4
visits.
You know, Jules, they're going
to
tell you that you have to
visits to your specialist or whatever, which has gone way up. It used to be like 10 and 15 way back in the day. But now I have an option for $5 to visit an online doctor at a clinic with my camera, having a face-to-face discussion, and they will dispense a certain, 20 drugs and antibiotics.
We were talking about last night. If I need dick pills, I'll be able to get them on camera.
Online.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I won't have to.
$5 copay you can pay with PayPal.
Yeah.
Watch.
Is it considered pornography if you show your doctor that on the camera?
Yeah.
Doctor, because they're going to have that. They'll have that on film, and then if they want to say you sent it somewhere
I took
else,
the pills you gave me, and I want to know if you know anything about real estate. Is this a lot?
No, it's a hectare.
Well, no, the scary here now. Mark my words, because there's the scary part. Is eventually in all your health cares, they're going to tell you you need fucking lip or Prozac or and here's the deal. If they're going to monitor you, and if you don't take it, you're not going to be covered.
Your bloodstream level.
They're already doing this with elderly people.
They are.
They're doing it with a friend of mine already. He goes to the doctor. He's got brain injuries.
Yeah.
And they are to the point where they just about told him, if you don't start taking the med, the psych meds, we're not. None of the rest of this is going to be covered.
Wow.
That's the part that scares me, is because there's already 100 million Americans.
Yep.
And there's only a 30-day supply at any given moment.
Do that to people?
Yeah, they did it to your son.
Yeah, they did.
My
older one. Yeah, they forced him in these medications, which may or may not have caused
it contributed
other repercussions in later.
We can't blame it on that, but it contributes.
No, but it definitely could have had something.
That's proven.
Well, any drug they make you take has side effects.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Every action has an equal and opposite reaction.
They tend to move heavy first these days.
Especially if you are in the system, because they can require it, they can stipulate it, they can make it, you know what I'm saying?
Well, if they're paying for it, they can tell you whatever.
And you can't afford private insurance anymore. This is just the first year.
Right. You're becoming
The first year or the second year. I mean, I had a problem with $40 copays. I was like, the last couple of years, my copays went from, like 10 years ago, I didn't even have a copay.
Yeah, way back when
It went to like, it was 10, then 15, then 20, and then last year at 40. I'm like, why do you need $40 if you're getting $700 from my insurance company?
Right.
Why is it this cash required? Right. Why is that? Because they're going to make it so, now the doctors are all digital. In fact, I had it out with my doctor because he needed to take a picture of me for his computer.
The electronic medical records.
I was like,
records,
look, man, you've known me since I was 3 years old. Why do you need a picture of me? Incidentally, is not my doctor anymore.
The pediatrician asked for that, and I told her I didn't feel comfortable with that. What if your records get hacked? I don't want my kid's photo on the internet.
A very good reason, yes.
Yeah, and they can't. They can't point at safety and security because
you need a picture of her. And she said, well, to verify who she is. And I said, but this has been her doctor since birth.
And as far as my picture goes, you scan my license, right? There you go. You got a picture of me. Have a nice day.
Right. I mean, take my word.
Young Albert Einstein.
This is my kid. Okay. Yeah, that really bothered me.
Well, they're going to require. They want everybody on some sort of antipsychotic.
It's going to be in the database.
If you go to the doctor for a headache, if you go to the doctor for anything that's chronic, that's going to require more than one visit, they're going to start requiring. Well, you're going to be depressed because you have this chronic problem. So we're going to prescribe this, and if you don't take it, they're going to say, "Well, we can't help you."
In some of the data,
you're refusing our help now.
You're refusing medical care. There must be something wrong with you. We're going to dispatch psychiatric services.
For not getting medical care for your children.
They are. Oh, let me tell you right now, if Obama was to come out with an executive order that gave every doctor's office in America a red button that they could push and have CDC and CPS there in 5 minutes, they'd do it. Every time somebody came in and said,
somebody in the office who was part of the security.
Yeah, they'll just have a dispatch.
They just put CPS in schools.
Yeah.
I was seeing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every hospital.
On top of the resource officer.
Right.
Who will beat assist the shit out of kids.
Yeah, who may or may not be a freaking steroided, roid-raged freak.
Right.
Maybe not. Everybody has a reason for what they do. I can't say everything, but what I can say is there is too far, and too far is too far.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, if you're a highly trained security individual, you don't need to body slam someone to control them.
Exactly.
You need to know where their hands are. Make sure that their hands don't go in their pockets to retrieve anything, and use some sort of training that you have in order to subdue
or whatever.
Use what you were born with, your freaking mouth.
Wrist locks, you know what I'm saying? But that's only if you're being struck first.
But here's the deal. In my book.
Anyone who has taken any type of training that, or even like my friends were in mental health services.
The last thing you want
they
to
always
to
train you how to restrain
how to
a person.
Restrain. Yeah. Exactly.
Without hurting them or yourself.
Violent means, exactly.
Well, they don't even restrain. If you're having an epileptic seizure, a cop will tease you. Tase you, not tease you.
He might say something along those lines if he's not.
Yeah.
He doesn't know he's on video. But
they will tase you first and ask questions later. They'll shoot you in the back.
What you need while you're having an epileptic seizure is some electricity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, probably not.
Because you're not trained.
Right.
They're not trained. They're eggheads that are trained that every problem out there is a nail. Here's your hammer. Go out and pound some nails.
Did you see a story the other day that came out that some city just gave cops the go-ahead to have a new weapon in their arsenal to use against perpetrators? Nunchucks. Now, I got to tell you, being a Bruce Lee fan,
I got to be honest, that's going to be trouble.
Nunchucks are pretty awesome, but yeah. I can't imagine.
They're very deadly.
The next dash cam vids we're going to see are going to be people getting the shit beaten out of them with nunchucks.
Oh, you can hit once with it. Whatever it is, if you got hit properly, it's broken.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Used properly, that's why it's a piece of wood on a chain attached to another piece of wood. Because used properly, there's a lot of kinetic energy that can be released at the end of that, the very tip.
Yes, a lot.
Sorry, I didn't mean to totally derail us.
But the police videos are going to be fantastic.
I haven't derailed us into a hemp discussion yet, so.
No, here's actually something I wanted to talk about, though. I showed this to you last night. There's a story I found out of December 2012, so almost 3 years ago, titled China Looks Ahead to Lead the Internet of Things. Of course, that caught my attention. But there's this picture to the story of this woman looking at a wall, like a surface computing wall LCD. So it looks like it's a touchscreen. It's very reflective glass, so she can actually see her reflection in it. And along the left border, there's information like her local weather, her forecast, the
her
date,
heartbeat.
The time, her profile picture. And then up above her is her health report.
Yeah.
And there's her body weight. So maybe there's a little platform in the floor.
Blood pressure, cholesterol level.
Blood pressure, yes. Her body mass index. Sweet.
So she could be body shamed at home by her own computer?
Yeah.
By her own computer. Nice. They're calling it the cyber texture. Tech spelled as T-E-C-T-U-R-E, the cyber texture mirror monitors health statistics and your real-time social media updates. And it's a mirror, like mirror on the wall. And I bet you anything,
hello, Dave. I can't let you do that.
It's biometrically and probably voice activated. You can
should you be
mirror
eating
on the wall.
That?
Yeah, sorry, Jules. You've already exceeded your calorie intake for the day.
The fridge will not open for you.
Yeah.
you
may dispense water through the,
through
the water
well,
filtration
system. They already
system.
Have those water ATMs they were using in like India or something.
Nice.
Where you
water
had your daily
ATM.
Allotment with a card.
Wait till they do that with the air.
Yeah. You get a canister in China.
It's coming.
Yeah. You thought you were pissed off when they put a freaking coin slot on the bathroom at the airport?
Just wait.
Just wait.
It's coming.
Uno momento.
You need to perform harder to have more credits.
So, and you know, they do have little energy collectors that they can use the kinetic action of your muscles or walking like in the heels of your shoes to generate electricity. So
I saw the soccer ball thing.
Oh, I didn't see
the soccer ball thing where they gave the kids the ball. They put a kinetic, they charge the battery and then they could plug in a light or some other things at night.
That's a great idea.
Which is interesting. I think it'll charge a cell phone or computer or whatever.
Wow. Okay. So if they had a way to feed all that electricity back into some sort of storage, Tesla battery or...
Right. Yeah, to be able to move it to a larger facility.
Right.
Because then they could just give out a lot of soccer balls.
Right.
And have a soccer tournament. Hey, why not?
You know, I saw a long time ago they had solar that went between glass now that was that thin and high capacity. Stuff that went into roofing shingles.
Oh, there's the Texas.
Stuff that goes into roads.
And all they'd have to do is put it into mass production and it'd be cheaper than nothing.
Right. I mean, we could without even.
It's a matter of time.
So anyway, let's get back to this mirror cyber texture. When architect James Law looks into the mirror each morning, his reflection.
Hey, I'm sorry. Will that thing make it so that way you can like it'll give you diagrams and you can like take lessons and do other things and
put
video?
Could. It's a full computer.
Do like kung fu lessons right in front of your mirror at home?
Why not?
Oh, that'd be badass.
It could be. It could be like that is right there in front of you.
Well, you gotta admit it. You gotta admit it's shiny. It has a draw to it.
I mean, it could be like a Wii. Yes, it's a dangling carrot, and it's using that dopamine addiction. But if it had the body sensor where it moves, you know, senses your hand and eye movements, you've
tell you how
Wii.
Many calories you are burning.
Yeah, they have that. They already do in those games.
Slave, you need to do 30 jumping jacks.
Well, they have the step programs already for your cell phone and for those wrist bracelets where they track your calorie burn.
Yeah.
Beautiful. The Fit. Yes.
Yeah, the Fit. And they do it. They're so, I mean, it's so ingenious. It's freaking diabolical the way they do these.
Just your friends?
Just set my phone on the washer while it's spinning out and just let it go to town. There you go. I win.
Yeah. So anyways, I'm going to let you get back to your article.
Yeah, all right. So when architect James Law looks in a mirror each morning, his reflection is not all that greets him. He can also see the weather report, email messages, and his heart rate. Says the biggest game changer of the past 25 years has been the internet. And what do we find out in two different interviews? Who invented the internet?
Al Gore.
No.
Oh, wait. No.
No, they bring it out. DARPA. Oh, DARPA invented the internet 40 years ago.
But seriously, folks, DARPA.
DARPA, yes. So anyway, he says in buildings, the internet has become ubiquitous. And we've talked about that. It's wireless. It's everywhere, right?
It has no emotion.
But it hasn't caught up to the products that inhabit buildings. Chairs, doors, tables, and mirrors. And these are the enchanted objects we did a show about, where everything is going to be able to have some sort of interaction with you eventually.
I know, and I just keep, I'm reminded of the silly Google toilet that I used to play on the show. You know, when you flush the toilet and then Google analyzes the waste and tells you what. But basically, they don't even have to go that far. I mean, they have, well, you know, it was a joke 3 years ago. It's not so much a joke anymore.
Smarty pants
scanning,
now.
You know, just
they have.
Alone. They can scan what's in your damn house. They can look at
it. They can scan what's in your gut and tell how long it is till the ETA, till Nana has to poop.
Yep.
Those are the new smart pants.
Yes, the smart pants. Gurgle, gurgle. Anytime I see you, I'm going to say gurgle, gurgle.
It sends bloop, the caretaker bloop. Alerts to the phone. Bloop.
Based on gurgling in the stomach.
Touchdown.
Yeah.
Tell Nana to eat the peas quick.
T-minus 34, get the Beano.
Hey, let's post this one.
I do have a video for that somewhere. I'd have to find it. I should have queued that one up. Anyway, wait, let's go back to this mirror fucking enchanted object.
I want to hear about it.
I can't even believe, and what kills me is the story's from 3 years ago. How long do you want to bet is it going to be before this becomes the new Christmas toy, right? Jibo is about ready to roll out here. This is this interactive. He can judge your moods by your facial recognition, the 230 point recognition and your moods.
It'll know you're there. Interact. It'll have you all well read for all the other biometric cameras.
The DARPA lady was talking about some of this Jacquard project, which is working. This is the Google smartphone smart appliance division, where they've been integrating now with all this Internet of Things.
Right.
And they have a collaboration going with Levi's to be able to put ubiquitous computing, weave it into cloth. As well as furniture.
Back
we
to those
found
nanotubes.
Out. Well, something, some sort of nanofiber, probably.
It's probably
they're
going
to put a touch screen, like a touch device, into jeans and stuff. So, you know, right on.
So, if you're feeling a little fat, you can let them out a little bit, or.
Well, or you can, interact with some sort of,
whatever you could.
Analyze the stuff that's freaking, I wipe my hands on there.
Well, everything will be connected to it because it's the Internet of Things. So every single thing, including you and your everything in your house, all connected.
Yeah.
And it can all be accessed instantly.
Wave your hand with your, swallow your pill that gives you your superpowers and wave your hand to pay for things. But she just had this new DARPA, their yearly conference. I don't remember what the name of it was, but we were reading about it the other day, and there's another technology that they were demoing for the group, and that was just using hand and body motions to you could set a gesture that then did something.
Oh, right, right.
Like I Dream of Genie.
A command.
And it could display, using these radio waves of some kind, display this standalone in the air type of holographic display.
Hologram.
And then use your hand movements in the air to double click or whatever.
Right. Oh, right, right, right.
And the same stuff they were showing in those movies.
Yeah.
It's messed up.
Yeah.
It's really messed up. So anyway, back to this mirror on the wall, enchanted object. So the guy who owns it is his last name is Law. Law's company and a raft of new government-funded projects in mainland China, ding, ding, is looking to change that. Law's $5,000 mirror began as a product his firm designed for a high-tech residential building in, where you guessed it, Dubai. Dubai, of course, they already have the delivery drones for government IDs. Did you see that? That's what they're going to use them for. The Internet of Things began to become more real for us as a project, said Law, and we started to take these things out of our building designs and make them independent products and try to, what an interesting word, impregnate them with as much technology as we can.
Why, though? I mean, I know why. Smart. I'm just saying.
Lots of people don't think of this as a bad thing. They think of it as a good thing.
Well,
they think they're making the future, but what they don't understand is what they're really creating.
They're giving up everything. Every bit of autonomy that you ever had over your daily decisions in life are being handed over to the machine to dictate to you what the algorithm says is best for you.
You can't wash dishes. I know it's 6 p.m., but you're not allowed to wash dishes till after 10.
Right, because of water restrictions. No. We'll turn it on after 7. And, you know, but here's the thing. Your DNA profile says that you have a tendency toward these certain... you know, traits or whatever. So
we're going to need, so we're going to require
ingestion of
guarantee. Will we all take a showers faster?
You know, your ingestion of milk or cheese is bad for you.
And the recommendations will be mandatory.
Insect protein, 3D printed nutraceutical.
Yeah. Well, you flush your toilet. You're obviously going to the bathroom using your toilet too much. So we're going to have to adjust your diet. People don't think that. And then you've got the people, the vaccers, I say vaccers and anti-vaccers, but you'll have the people that will act like the vaccers do, where, well, if you don't want this technology, you're destroying America. If you don't want your TV to shut off when you go to bed, if you don't want your refrigerator to only cool, chill your food when it's absolutely necessary just before it spoils, then you're Al-Qaeda. You know what I mean? Yeah. If you don't want the computers to monitor when your power goes on and when your power goes off, you're destroying the planet. It's just as bad as having your unvaccinated fucking kid at my school.
You're contributing to global cooling.
Yeah. In Antarctica.
To climate change.
I did just see a story saying that they found now methane bubbling all along the West Coast up around Oregon and stuff. And after Fukushima happened, there were Russian scientists that were saying they were seeing that up around the Arctic Circle. That people poo-pooed, but then there was some independent studies, but now they're seeing it up around. So, I mean, it's interesting. If we're having NASA announce that there is ice increase in Antarctica, and I had heard a couple reports about that before, but then all the
they all
science is settled. The science is settled. Well, what the question was asked, and this was in Congress, well, what if the science is wrong? Would you admit it? What if the satellite data was showing that the science was wrong? No, the science is settled. We stand by her. This was the NOAA. They were questioning NOAA.
Well, this was after they went back, like, throughout all the records of history and came back and said, you know what? We looked at all these history records and all this data that showed that we were maybe in a global cooling period. We've decided that there was anomalous data that showed up on buoys, and so we've recalibrated it all.
Yeah.
And now it shows that there was never any global cooling. I mean, talk about calling bullshit on that's the complete rewriting of scientific
data. Truth is they are absolutely are geoengineering.
And now there is a government,
if you're against it, you're a terrorist.
They put a clampdown order on National Weather Service and NOAA employees. They're not allowed to speak about what they know about the weather.
Yeah.
There is an official zip it order, whatever that's called. Gag order. Yeah. And you know what? I heard that on a show and I looked it up, and sure than shit, it is absolutely true.
Are you kidding? They make settlements with...
Why is there a gag order? National security?
I guess. The same reason that maybe when a family wins a case against a fracking company, the stipulations of the case are that your children can't talk about fracking. Can you imagine that? This was happened a couple years ago in a case where a family sued the frackers And in order for them to get the money from, to get the settlement money, they had to sign a disclosure.
Right.
Non-disclosure.
Which was a gag order on their children.
Oh, my God.
Who weren't even grown up yet. So now, in order to get some money, you got to.
If they're 18, they could say whatever they wanted.
True. I'm just saying.
About it, but yeah.
It's not unheard of, the type of thing that we're talking about. So.
Well, talking about vaccers and anti-vaccers. There was a story I came across yesterday that I was here when I found it. It really flipped me out. Talk about using psychology and propaganda on the people. So story comes out in ScienceAlert.com, which we do a lot of stuff out of here. I typically enjoy this publication. You know, you got to be careful. Australia is part of the whole New World marching bioeconomy. But check this out. Talking about, like, making some waves in the mainstream and having mainstream turn around and try and control the narrative. Here's the title of the story. Anti-vaxxers spread misinformation as quote-unquote science to get parents on their side, study finds. It goes without...
This kills me. This kills
this
me.
Horrifying.
Their scientific study. Their scientific study putting search terms in Google.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go ahead. I don't want to ruin it for everybody.
It goes without saying that in the eyes of their parents, children are unimaginably important, precious, and at times vulnerable. And any parent who are concerned about the possible effects of vaccines have their hearts in the right place. Oh, yes. Make sure you stroke them well when they try to seek out relevant medical information on the internet. Dun, dun, dun.
The intranet.
The dangerous internet where, you know, hackers and crackers lurk. Unfortunately, as many of us are aware, the web is not necessarily a great place to do this kind of research. And now a broad study.
That's exactly where they did this research.
No, exactly. And now a broad study of anti-vaccination websites helps to explain why. Researchers from the Johns Hopkins University Bloomberg School of Public Health. And Johns Hopkins is the one that has that massive database of brain scans, by the way.
Yeah.
Part of the Brain Project.
That'll get hacked.
Up in Maryland, where all of your NSA and federal research is happening. Researchers from Johns Hopkins University Bloomberg School of Public Health analyzed close to 500 anti-vaccination websites and found that they deliver a distorted mixture of pseudoscience and misinformation.
But not one. But you know what they don't say is there's not. They insinuate that at all these websites, there's not one, not one single scientific study or not even one single scientific fact. Not a single thing.
Story after story after story after story that would make you go,
yeah.
There's nothing.
When you happen to be sitting in the room with a vaccine injured family, the father of one.
Right.
Well, we won't say that lie because, you know, but I mean, I'm convinced that he's the father of a vaccine damaged child, whether or not.
Well, and we all know people, though, who have had issues after vaccines. I think it's more common now than ever.
My research is.
It's a combination. It certainly did help.
Vaccines appear to be a definitive trigger. And it is in the MMR category, just like the flu shot is most likely to cause Guillain-Barré syndrome.
Yes.
The MMR combination seems to be the one that pulls the trigger as far as autism goes.
The MMR.
Posey had whistleblower research that CDC, someone stepped up.
Oh, yeah.
They were burning the papers.
I've seen the actual.
Yeah.
Video of testimony, and I've looked at it, and that's why I say what I say. I believe it's a combination in relationship to glyphosate.
Yes, absolutely.
As well as certain other environmental factors.
The gut
health.
Possibly
the
fluoridation as well, because sodium fluoride is a toxic chemical.
True.
Anybody who does research will know that. Edward Bernays, I mean, you go into that, which recently alcohol aluminum is closing locally, a smelting plant.
I saw that.
Yeah. So there'll be less sodium fluoride to throw in the water. Hey.
Oh, well, good.
Less toxic.
Yeah, but Doc Cargill is still in Watkins Glen. And
is it?
Yeah, they make fertilizers.
Ugh.
So, but anyways.
like I was saying, that's kind of where my research went. I've spent a lot of time at it, as James, you might know.
So as someone who can speak firsthand, as a parent who went online to these anti-vaccination websites and looked up research.
I personally looked up research and did some stuff that
your professional
most people wouldn't do. I do have a background in radio as well as the social sciences, particularly like mental health and sociology. But the bottom line is I've seen research. I know what research is. I understand the idea. I understand being able to break it down into easier to recognize terms, because a lot of medical stuff has to be – each individual right. thing has to be
you
researched.
You have to decode it all.
I mean, there's a lot of
work.
Thing of it is they say there's absolutely no sign. There's absolutely no link. There's no link, none whatsoever. Oh, except for that.
Multiple courts have said yes, it didn't. They still throw it down like it's not true. Italy's court is wrong, and you know, it doesn't cause – you're right.
Maybe
it doesn't cause them, but it's definitively a trigger, and the over-vaccination schedule. I mean,
yes.
Babies even don't need meningitis or hepatitis B or – there's things
or mumps or measles or rubella.
Right, and they're very well – and again, they may have their place, they may not. I can't say because I'm not that deeply.
True, but why be vaccinated for something that's not deadly to begin with?
You know more about it than I do. So,
while mumps, measles, and rubella are not typically deadly diseases, they suck to get.
Well, again, I'd like the chicken pox.
And it could.
New needle-free nano patches.
I mean,
oh, yeah, they got them for some stuff.
Dissolves in the skin.
Yeah.
Like the flu with the nose. I mean.
The point being was that this article, this research, which was done, was basically a bunch of students at Johns Hopkins typing in search terms into Google.
Immunization dangers and vaccine danger. That's
their scientific study of how unscientific Googling search terms
is. They did it all over the internet, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, the irony.
Yeah.
Yeah. It says, according to the researchers, more than two-thirds of anti-vaccination websites present non-scientific information and other forms of misinformation as scientific evidence.
Sites, for all I know,
to support
created them works for the vaccine company,
right? And it could have been
some of them.
Yeah,
says almost two-thirds of the sites suggested that vaccines cause autism, but again, like I said, they don't mention now Posey coming out and showing this destroyed research by the CDC that showed a connection between autism and the MMR vaccine.
African-American boys in specifics.
Under the age of three.
Right.
Which was very specific set.
Yeah.
Any correlation is a correlation.
Yeah.
It means something.
Well, the thing of it is it all needs to be looked at. It's trillion dollars.
It could be actually people with dark hair. I mean,
yeah,
you don't know.
Well, the thing of it is it's obvious that
we've actually come to the end of the show, guys. All right. Well, this was quick. I heard everyone have an awesome Thursday.